Each cent generated approximately $4.8 million, or we will expect it to generate about that much in 2010.
The tourist development tax, often called the bed tax, nets the county more than $20 million annually. Much of the revenue funds ad campaigns aimed at attracting visitors. It also covers debt service for Tropicana Field. And if the commissioners approve changes to the tax code, it will also soon help the Dalí Museum pay for its new waterfront facility. Long says there is one attraction the tax currently is not slated to fund.
I want to make sure it's very clear that at no time has any plan, request, or proposal been submitted to finance a professional sports franchise facility, a spring training facility, or convention center. And no such plan is now pending or been considered either by this board or by the Tourist Development Council over the last year that this effort has been undertaken.
There has been speculation that the tax might help fund a new stadium for the Tampa Bay Rays, whose Tropicana Field contract is up in 2027, though the team has indicated that it might leave before then. The Tourism Development Council began looking at the bed tax when Salvador Dalí Museum representatives asked if the tax could help them pay for their new state-of-the-art waterfront facility. It's expected to open early next year. County Commissioner Ken Welch says the Dalí is a vital draw for the area.
I'm very supportive of the Dalí. I think their impact is well documented. Folks come to Pinellas just for the Dalí, and it creates a tremendous economic impact.
Approximately 40% of the bed tax funds ad campaigns to attract out-of-towners. Speaking during public comment, Largo businessman Tom Rask says he's never seen proof that such campaigns, let alone the Dalí, bring in much of a return on the county's investment.
I call this faith-based tourism marketing. You're just have faith that it's working out. Well, it's not. And where it's going to go is that at the state level, people are going to start asking statutorily that the tourism tax be cut back.
But Hank Hine, the Dalí Museum's director, had some stats on hand.
They have done extensive academic analysis of this, basically based on exit polls of visitors to the Dalí. Why did you come to the area was the question, and over 60% were answering, we came expressly to see the Dalí Museum, those people from out of area.
Another major destination for bed tax dollars is beach renourishment projects. If you've been out to any of the Pinellas beaches in recent months, you might have noticed pipes and backhoes along the shore. They're part of a countywide effort to keep Pinellas beaches wide despite a current that perpetually carries sand offshore. The projects also receive federal funding. Commissioner Ken Welch says he's concerned that a ban on federal earmarks might mean less money for beach renourishment.
You know, the focus has been on any possible new stadium, but that still has to come back to this board and go through a whole set of negotiations and agreements. It's beach renourishment and the fact that earmarks, due to the last election, are going away. And that is the lifeblood of this tourism-based economy.
Bed tax dollars will go to the Dalí when the county stops paying for the Trop's debt service in October 2015. Commissioner Nancy Bostock says she's concerned about locking in funds 5 years in advance.
The penny money for Gulf Boulevard is what comes to mind, first of all. Did you all talk about that situation, that this action would be potentially putting the 2015 commission or TDC or some combination of them in that same kind of situation where there are these future monies, but they're obligated, and people in 2015 know what the economy is, what the revenues are, what the community needs are, versus the people 5 years before committing those monies. Did you all discuss that dynamic?
Commission Chair Karen Seals says she's confident that a more streamlined code will free up money that's been tied up in the past.
We've had the special events, the large events, the Grand Prix, et cetera. And I just really feel strongly that there needs to be better process and better deliverables as far as heads and beds. And so going forward, this also strengthens that entire process, I hope, so that we're very deliberate in how we pick and choose who and what we fund.